The EPA has issued final regulations on cutting air emissions from farm tractors, construction equipment, and other off-road diesel engines by 90%. Almost all of the sulfur would be removed from diesel fuel. EPA air official Steve Marquardt argues the new rule does not mean it's going to cost a lot more to farm or build houses in Wisconsin.
There'll be some slight increases in cost. The anticipated cost on the equipment depends on the size of equipment, but it's in the range of 1 to 3% of the total purchase price of most non-road diesel equipment categories. The estimated cost for the low-sulfur fuel is about 7 cents per gallon, but because of the use of this fuel will significantly reduce engine maintenance expenses, and that cost will average about 4 cents per gallon.
Marquardt says what the off-road diesel rule will do in Wisconsin is cut nitrogen oxide emissions, which are part of the harmful ozone problem that plagues the eastern part of the state. The EPA also promises that Wisconsin should be able to move back from its near violation of a standard for small particle pollution. The Midwest office of the Sierra Club says the diesel rule is a positive change, but club official Eric Urim says the EPA could recently have done more to fight ozone if the agency had named more Wisconsin counties ozone non-attainment areas.
What they did in those designations was they limited it only to the monitors that were indicating that there was an exceedance. And what they could have done was look at the neighboring counties, which are contributors to air pollution. As we know, air pollution doesn't know boundaries. It actually moves.
Urim says he hopes the EPA gets engine makers and refineries to meet the requirements of the off-road diesel and sulfur rules. Most diesel engine manufacturers say they accept the government's 4 to 10 year phase-in of the changes. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.